Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for WordPress plugins A to Z, not Z.
Right in the way, it's episode 521, and we have plugins for performance, holy scripture, scrambling text, maintenance, vouchers, teleporting, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the brewery overlooked in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, I'm John Overall, and with me is the ever lovely
Amber Overall.
And we have a great show for you today. Of course, the new magic number is 66. July 1st is the new magic day. Just trust the plan. Before I get too far started, remember, this is a value for value show, and I look forward to everyone giving some value back. That can be your time, talent, or treasure, and we talk about that a little bit later. Don't forget also to hang around at the end of the show for the Q&A segment with Amber, where she's got questions for me that I can never answer correctly, but they're always lots of fun. And we sort of split that. Half of them stay here for those of you listening to the podcast. The other half of the questions are stuck over on the YouTube channel, so you have to go there and watch and listen. With all of that being said, it's time for me to...
Please, can everybody be quiet?
Wrong button.
Thank you for sharing, John. Now get down from that soapbox.
There you go.
This is number 29 of 52 episodes for 2021. Episode 521, which equals 8. So kind of like, I think 8 stands for eternal. It's kind of like having a never-ending episode, although it will have an end.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just... The phrase never ending is stuck in my head because the kids were singing that old Lamb Chop song. This is a song that never ends. I don't think my kids have ever even watched that show. And yet they learned the stupid song. I don't know how they learned the song. I tried to keep it away from them, but I suppose anything that annoying never really leaves and it just keeps coming back and back and back.
Yeah, pretty much.
So if you find yourself needing to get away from your own kids singing something like the Lamb Chop song, you can always go outside for a walk. Nice short walk or a nice long jaunt. Or simply grab some lunch and go sit outside in the sunshine. It's great for your entire self just to sit and soak up vitamin D away from this is a song that never ends. And a little goes a long way with vitamin D as well. And remember, while escaping from whatever's going on inside the crazy house, don't forget to turn off that social media and the news because that will just completely wreck your time out that you're grabbing. Turn that stuff off for at least an hour a day. It will help with your brain meat's ability to chillax and give you the ability to enter into the fray of random songs via kids again with total cool and calm. Rinse and repeat as often as needed.
Oh, absolutely.
Please, can everybody be quiet? Please be quiet.
Shut up!
Thank you. And now the WordPress news with John Overall.
And Amber Overall. Amber's got the news this week. Not me.
Oh, you throw news here and there now.
Yeah, I go hunting for it every now and again when it's something really important.
So the first thing I've got up is WordPress 5.8 was released on July 20th. I wasn't really able to find anything on just the release. The only thing I really found that talks a bit about it is this. And this is more so talking about what they have with the widgets, duotone, media filters, emoji support, and a couple other things. I mean, they do go through and talk about the release squad members. They show you a little on developers' theme.json support, and they talk about the seemingly favorite aspects of this newest release. I wasn't really able to find much information on the actual release, though. So,
yeah. There's not a lot out. That was like 2 days ago it was released. And
yeah.
I haven't heard much about it yet. I know that you don't want to jump into it yet because they've introduced a bunch of new things into it.
Yeah.
And you might want to test it before you pop it into a live site or at least wait a week or two before so everyone else can break their websites and you can hear all about it.
That's a good idea. Next one I have is Tips Tuesday with Mayanna. One of the things she covers is why updating to the 5.8 the day it's released is not a great idea. She also covers Ecom Masterminds and the BB Hub, theme speed and SEO testing. There's a bunch of things that she covers, but I found this one I think this one's a good thing for some people to read is hold off on updating for a little while. There's some good reasons behind that.
Yeah, she puts out a lot of good stuff. I do read her stuff regularly. Good person there. I interviewed her. I was on her shows way back in the beginnings of WordPress before she managed to create a massive company and I decided to stay small.
The next one I've got is Google's Flock Origin trial is over and they don't intend to share the feedback from the participants.
Go ahead. Keep going.
They are stating that the information will be provided in the next version. So you can go and check out this article to find out more about what they're doing and why they're holding information back. They're basically saying that what they want to do is they want to keep the information that they've gotten so far and release it with their next release of Flock.
Yeah.
So that should be interesting.
I imagine everyone's still wanting to get the Flock out of there.
Hemdian said, I test by going live. Seems to work so far.
Yeah, well, it does work, but... Got to be careful, man. If it's a really critical website, I've done it on critical websites and spent a fair chunk of time reverting backwards. So I've learned. Next.
Next one I have is Microsoft just blew up the only reason you can't use a Linux desktop is what this is called. And what they're talking about is the newest release of Windows. What they're doing is they're making it so that you can have a cloud for all of your, what they like to call apps, but I still call programs. And you can access this cloud from an Android, Linux, iPad, Mac. You can access all of that, all of the programs that you weren't able to use with Linux before. Now you can use them on Linux because you can access all the information on Windows and have it working through that.
Hmm.
I thought this was a neat idea. I'm not fully understanding how it will work, but it seems like it would be a really useful thing if you prefer Linux, but have to use Windows for things because of certain programs and whatnot.
Yep. You still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You keep fading out. I'm having some really strange issues today.
Odd. The next one I have is Mosaic Loader, the new malware delivered through adverts and search results. This one I wanted to bring to people's attention.
Goody.
Yeah. So what it is it's a malware targeting Windows specifically, and it's being delivered through adverts. They're showing up in all the search results. It's being used as a gateway to stealing passwords, installing cryptocurrency, and delivering additional charging knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So... the last one I have in the regular news is HP finally patched a 16-year-old vulnerable drive. Kind of disturbing that it was there for 16 years, and now that it's been patched, we know about it, so it just kind of makes me wonder, what else is there?
Oh, there's all kinds of things out there in the world that are very old issues, and that probably need patching for stuff. So it's hard to say.
So in the extra news, we have WordPress 5.8 to change media library. BuddyPress 9.0 transforms legacy widgets into blocks. A basic how-to resolving conflict in your team. And a new version of Raspberry Pi. So there's some pretty good stuff in here. I only read a few of what's there. So if anyone's interested, you can go check that out.
Go check out the show notes. You find all those extras. There's a lot of really great news in there. All right, with all of that, it is time for us to go congratulate some people for their time, talent, and treasure.
It's time to donate to WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely. This is a segment where we like to recognize those that support this show by supporting with time, talent, and treasure. We like to first start off by recognizing the artists who have provided us with great artwork week after week. And I thought I was going to have to create artwork this week, but no, one of our artists came through thanks to Greg's Graphics, man. This is this week's artwork for the show. So thank you very much, Greg. It's a really cool one. Surfing kind of reminded me of being in my teenage years, up to my early 20s, when I used to spend the vast majority of my time on surfboards. So thank you very much. That one looks pretty cool. I liked it. That kind of gave me the title for this week, which is, you know, Riding the Wave. And thank you very much to the producers that produce the artwork week after week for the show. It's really greatly appreciated.
Thank you for heeding our call.
Yes.
It's much appreciated.
Absolutely. So we got some artwork for a couple more shows, but hey, we'll need some more, folks. Keep it coming, man. Keep it coming. Could never be enough artwork. It'd be lovely to be able to choose from multiple pieces of art every week instead of just a few. And of course, if you are so inclined, treasure is something we can use, and we do like to recognize those that support the show with their treasure, and that can be a small donation. We have a few people out there that give us weekly and monthly donations. They stay anonymous. Anyone who donates $50 or more gets their note read out on the show and links to wherever they want those notes to go. So think about it, folks. You can donate to the show, pretend like it's an ad, and then write it off. You know, all kinds of cool ways you can, you know, make that money ride to its greatest expense. Make it an advertising expense. We'll accept it greatly as a donation. So thank you very much to those producers that give us a few bucks each week. And of course, there's those who donate time to the show. And we do have things on the show that do need time. And we'll talk about the big one, which is running our contest here in a little bit. But we have other areas such as the art gallery, which we have for the artists. Don't swallow and breathe, folks. It's not a good thing. It never works.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it'd be nice if it did, but it doesn't work. So at any rate, my brain of thought has just fried. So, back to time, talent, and treasure. There's a time. You can donate time by helping us out with the art section of the website or other areas. We have other areas that we could definitely use some help with in the time. So think about that, folks. You can support us by going to wpplugins.com/donate and/or there's an address in the show notes. You can send us stuff direct via mail. So thank you very much for all of that. Let's jump into what everyone comes here for, into the depths of plug-in depravity. All right, so first off this week here, Classic Press. We've got nothing really, just a couple of pieces of information. I thought there was some news in here, but I don't see it. No, somebody said something to me about there being some news in the notes, but I don't see Classic Press news this week. All right, so if we got Classic Press news, we'll bring it next week. We just got the usual stuff. We need people to supply us with Classic Press information because right now I don't have time to do anything for Classic Press. But as far as WordPress goes, I do have some stuff, and my first plugin this week is called Perf Matters. Now, yes, we are giving away a license for this plugin right now. And I finally got around to installing the key that I was given to check it all out. And Perf Matters is a very nice plugin, and it actually used it on the Rogues Tavern website. And I actually got a second or two extra speed out of it by using it to go in. And it allows you to go in and turn off some unnecessary things like emojis, hide your WordPress version, turn off the XML RPC, disable self-pingbacks. If you don't need your RSS feeds, turn those off too. You know, you can turn off the RSD link, remove the jQuery migrate, disable embeds. I use those, unfortunately, but there's a whole lot. You can use it to connect to a CDN network. They've got other extras in here, such as connecting it up to allowing you to add your header, your body, and footer codes into it. So there's a lot to this plugin, and it does a really nice job of speeding up your website. It's not a caching plugin. If you want to hear more about how this plugin is and what it does, check out the interview I did. And that interview there with, Jackson. That's all I can remember is Jackson at the moment.
I suck at names, so I'm not even going to try to remember names.
Yeah, but that's my problem. I don't suck at names. I've gotten better over the years, but Brian Jackson. See, I remembered his last name, but I was first. So go check out the interview I did with Brian Jackson. We talk all about this plugin, and it turns out to be really quite nice, and it looks like it'll help you, and it's quite affordable as far as premium plugins go. It's only $24 a year. So go check it out, Perf Matters, and I give it a 5 Dragon Radiant.
That is really cool. First one I've got is Text Scrambler for Elementor. This is just a really cool and fun plugin. Like, I could probably spend hours just playing around with this. What you do is you upload the plugin, activate it, and then you get to go, it becomes a widget. So you have to go in, it is an Elementor thing, so you have to have Elementor in order for it to work. You go into your Elementor page or post builder, drag over the widget, and then you throw in the words that you want to have scrambled like that. Now, when you're doing this, you do have to slow down the scrambling because it goes super fast automatically. But you can put as many lines as you, or put as many things as you want it to say. You can put as many of the widgets there as you want. It doesn't have any issues with having a bunch of widgets going at once. It's really great. I really like this plugin. I rate it at 5 dragons.
Very cool. That could be something fun, just to add an extra element to your website to entertain people or to make them catch your headlines, because movement catches people's eyes.
Yep. And it's so much fun to play with.
All right. The next one I have for you here is called Maintenance Alerts. And this is a relatively new plugin, and it's a useful one in that what it can do with it is you can create a little bar that'll pop up on your site when you're going to do maintenance, put a warning up to folks, warning this site will be down for maintenance from this time to that time, and then enable it. It's basically a bar at the top of your website, which you can use with any message you want up there besides maintenance alerts, but it is a useful little tool to add to your website. And I thought it was something that people might want to give out a try if they want to start warning their visitors that they're going to go down for maintenance. Go check it out. It's free, works very well, and I give it a 5 Dragon Rating.
Yeah, I almost covered that one myself because it does look like a really useful one.
Yeah, it can be quite useful.
Next one I've got is K Voucher. So I was pretty stoked when I first saw this because having vouchers that you can send off via PDF, email, or through the post seemed like a really good idea, especially for like smaller businesses. I was kind of underwhelmed by this. I mean, it works on the free version, but if you want to have any kind of ability to make it even slightly prettier, you got to upgrade. You got to upgrade for just about anything other than the basic, put your information in. And it seems to have the voucher amount in percentage, which I've never seen before. I've only ever seen the dollar amount, though considering the first option of currency is euro, perhaps that's how they do it over in the EU. I don't really know. But it does work. It's not very pretty, and it's pretty simple and straightforward, so If you need a voucher plugin to be able to get things going for your business, you don't mind it being a little on the ugly side, then this will work well enough. But I personally rate it at 3 dragons.
Very cool. Go check it out, folks. Hey, we got a quick question here. Hemdian, it probably refers to Perf Matters. I tried to reduce the WP footprint by A, W3 cache and Cloudflare, turn off XML RPC, the Heartbeat plugin, and tweak robots text. I was getting hammered by Pedalbot. Would a lightweight plugin offer much more? It might. You'd be surprised what a lightweight plugin can offer. I forgot to mention that that Perf Matters does give you the ability to turn off the heartbeat or control the heartbeat frequency. It also has ability to limit post revisions, how often that's done. It also has an ability to change the time for autosave. You know, and it also has a way to hide your login, change your login URL. I forgot those little features too. But one of the big ones in here is the use of the heartbeat. And because the heartbeat's a real big sink on WordPress, it sucks up a lot of space and data. So it could help you out, but you've already done. I don't use W3 cache. I've never liked it. I never liked the way they worked. I can't remember the name of the one I use right now. Cheetah cache, something like that. It's got a cheetah's logo. WP something cache. I can't remember its name now. I have to look and see if I got it handy. No, it's not handy at the moment. don't have it handy at the moment. You know, so there's lots of different caching plugins, and this plugin is designed to work with caching plugins. It's not a caching plugin on its own. It's a plugin that disables scripts and other things that use up cycles in WordPress.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What on earth is a heartbeat plugin?
Oh, WordPress has a heartbeat. Yeah, every 15 seconds or so, it's refreshing. It's doing an AJAX refresh of your dashboard and other things. And you turn the heartbeat off, and you turn the heartbeat off or turn it down so it doesn't do it as often. Because every time it does it, it's hitting the pages. You don't see the page reload. It's just checking stuff. There's also another thing in here, I caught it earlier, was disable, it's as far as WLW, not manifest link, where is that? I thought I saw it in here, was to disable something for, WooCommerce. It's got some WooCommerce here. You can disable the cart fragmentation for WooCommerce. And I only recently discovered about the cart fragmentation on WooCommerce. That's another AJAX hit. When your visitors are loading up their shopping cart with WooCommerce, it has this fragmentation AJAX call that uses up resources. You know, so it's like there's all kinds of little things in here, and they've gone through and they've found all these little scripts, and they give you the ability to turn them off, and that alone can help your website. It's just turning off these unnecessary scripts.
Yeah, he said. MDN is saying that site speed isn't an issue, but resource usage is.
Well, so this will turn off some of the things that suck up resources, unnecessary resources. So give this one a try. Perf Matters. You know, enter the contest. Maybe you'll win the free license. If you don't win the free license, hey, buy it for $24 a year.
That's not bad, honestly. Mm. For a plugin like this, this is a pretty awesome plugin.
It's a pretty awesome plugin. All right, so the next one I have for folks here is called BibleGit.io. Now, this is a really nice one. I was hoping it was going to be better than it is. It does a pretty good job of bringing in Bible quotes from the Bible. And The problem is they limit which Bibles you can use. And they don't have the King James Version Bible. They've got the 1700s Bible, and then they got the Modern American Bible, and then they got several other languages of Bible. It's really kind of cool. Once you set it up, activate it, you just go use the short code. It goes off to BibleGit.io, and it pulls in the entire quote for you. So if you're wanting to use something like this, I wanted to use it over on the tavern where we do a Bible quote every week before the show, and I wanted to have that quote show up. Well, it's not the same quote as coming out of the King James Version Bible. It's completely different words. It's really kind of interesting. Because I'm using the old Bible. I can't remember which Bible it is right now, which one it is. But it is kind of an interesting plugin. I do like it. It works very well. It is free. And if you can if you can hang with the older language or the modern U.S. or the modern Bible, which is different than the King James Bible, going to be right up your alley. And it is good. I do like the way it works. Go check it out. It's called BibleGit.io, and I give it a 5 dragon rating.
That could be a lot of fun, just using that and comparing it to other Bibles.
Yeah, well, that's what
just
I'm going to...
Just that in and of itself.
That's what I'm going to use it for, is to compare the difference between the King James Version and the other Bibles.
So last one, is this last one? Yeah, the last one I've got is Teleporter. Teleporter plugin is designed to create smooth transitions between internal links and pages. It does this really cool fade thing. I mean, I could see how this could be rather irritating if you have a slower computer / internet, or even if you don't like the look of the fading in and out of pages. But for those that like Star Trek kind of feel, this is really cool. This is also really easy to use. You install it, activate it, and it does its thing. Pretty cool. There's no settings or anything. But I mean, really, it's pretty straightforward. You don't really need settings. And it's totally free. I rate it at 5 dragons.
Alrighty, so that wraps those up. Okay. We have no listener questions this week. Be nice, folks. Kick us out some regular listener questions, you know, that we can feed in here. But we do have a currently.
It's a contest.
So we do have contest this week. And the contest this week, we'll consider the first round of that and just practice. This week here, the contest we're giving away, our contest are sponsored by Simple Giveaways Plugin, who I forgot to mention the first time. So thank you, those. And I do like to thank Charlie for all of his efforts going into this to help keep the contest flowing nice and smoothly. Thanks a lot, Charlie. Reaching out there and getting us excellent licenses, licenses you cannot buy. Oh, we are giving away a one-year unlimited license for Perf Matters. This is a license that you can use on as many websites as you want. So this is their high-end license. So still a one-year license, but it's unlimited sites you can put it on. Great plugin. I just reviewed it up above. Go check out the review I did on it. And if you want to find out more about how this plugin works, check out the interview I did with Brian Jackson from Forge Media and Perf Matters. And we talk about this plugin and how it came into being and what it's used for. So it's a great plugin. Go check it out. Sign up for the contest. And it's all yours. You might be the lucky winner of the license. So wrapping that up today, we covered up the following plugins. I covered up Perf Matters, where I gave a 5. The Maintenance Alerts, which I gave a 5 to. And the Bible Git I.O., which I gave a 5 to.
And I covered Text Scrambler for Elementor, which I rated at 5. K-Voucher, which I rated at 3. And Teleporter, which I rated at 5.
Very good. And a couple of quick reminders. There are no meetups planned right now. And if you're not getting enough of Amber and I, come check us out on Tuesday evenings at the Rogues Tavern, where we have a live YouTube show. Goes out at 8 p.m. Pacific time every Tuesday evening. All right. It is time now for...
It's question and answer time.
But Amber...
If anybody out there has any questions they'd like to have me ask, send them out to me at amber@wppro.ca, and I will get them into this segment. We'll see what kind of answers my dad gives us.
Absolutely. Sometimes they're actually useful.
So the first one, to my knowledge, we don't tend to upgrade as soon as any updates come out because there are always kinks to be worked out in every upgrade. However, we do tend to immediately update with security patches. My question, why don't security patches and updates have the same sort of worries as regular updates on things like WordPress?
Okay, well, security patches is usually just a couple of lines of code being fixed and rewritten, plugging the security hole. An update often has lots of new features or changes to the way the system functions, and those have not been tested fully enough with the multitude of plugins out there that different everyone runs. You know, so you will have more problems with upgrades than a security patch. A security patch is usually pretty safe because it's just patching a security hole and they're not changing anything else in the site. Sometimes it's just one or two files that are being changed, whereas an upgrade could be hundreds of files being changed in the site. So that's the biggest reason why I will upgrade. I'll do a security update relatively quickly versus an upgrade where I will wait. And not all upgrades are created equal. Like when we're going from version 5.7 to 5.8, that's a major upgrade, lots of new stuff. But if going, say, from 5.7.1 to 5.7.2, that's a minor update. And it's usually just fixing what they found as issues or glitches or bugs in the code. And it's usually not changing anything majorly. Occasionally, they'll break something with a security patch, but not nearly as often as they do with upgrades.
Okay. So it's like fixing a hole in the wall versus building a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Cool. Same sort of idea. And Hemdian had something to say on your upper half to get away. Yeah, we've got a little, we need, see, this is where we need someone's time to come in and fix these little glitches on the website for us too.
Yep.
Because I try to do it, but you know, like the mechanic's car that needs brakes and the plumber's house where the plumbing's backed up and, you know, the cobbler's shoes whose children have no shoes. You know, you know, whatever your trade is, your stuff is usually the last thing to get worked on. Doesn't really matter what your trade is. You know what I did forget to do? I forgot to give us the closeout for the show.
Oh, you did?
I did. I forgot to give us the closeout for the show. You know what? This is just a day of everything's out of sync. We'll give the closeout here, after this component here. Oh, this is where we usually put the closeout. Yeah. Right here.
Bam. No, yeah, actually, I was just going to say, don't we usually read the rest of the questions?
Yeah, read the rest of the questions and we can close out the show. Yeah, my brain is fuddled by dealing with all of the little glitches I'm dealing with here.
It's all been turned upside down. The second question is kind of related to the first, and you already sort of answered it, because I was interested in the difference between security patches and security updates.
Okay.
So I was wondering what the difference between a security patch and a security update is.
Okay.
And what are the steps that are needed when a site is no longer needed? Do you have to delete things before you shut it down? How do you go about shutting down a site?
Okay, well, we'll cover those after we let a girl take us out of here. I'll have my shot. Maybe my brain will work better.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wpluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsa-z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencast, and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.